Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. And in the studio today, Zebulai Payne. He is a clinical director with Phoenix Wellness Center. Good morning, Zeb.
Good morning, Casey. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you back. I just find the work you do fascinating. And excited too to hear about how Phoenix is growing. I ran into Wiley at the courthouse and he's like, wow, man, we are like, I mean, like doubled in size almost.
Yeah.
And so last you and I touched base was November 2020. And maybe we could just talk about that a little. Phoenix Wellness Center. Going back to November, last time you were on air with me, how long had Phoenix Wellness Center been open?
Our doors have been open since late May of 2020. Because of the COVID shutdown and everything, it kind of delayed our opening. But yeah, at that time we met, I think we had been open about 4 or 5 months at that time.
Well, and it's like been a while, right? So yeah. There's been a lot going on. Like, okay. I wasn't sure. Did we meet last year, Zeb? Yeah. Or was it like, oh, shoot, it's been 2 years. Yeah. And my sense is that, you know, COVID is part of a driver for you being so busy. As I had mentioned to you, we got some services for our son for the anxiety he was experiencing. And, you know, through our behavioral health department, too, just like so much need out there. What have you seen over these last 2 years? What's bringing people in? And
you know, definitely the COVID, you know, the 100 years epidemic that we've been experiencing has been an incredible impact on the society as a whole. I mean, from our young children, you know, not being able to go to school, now they're going to school. To, you know, parents having to stay home and work from home. It's really, you know, disrupted a lot of things. Plus, you know, people close to us, you know, contracting, you know, COVID-19 and passing away, you know, so there's been a lot of, you know, a lot of deaths, a lot of mourning, a lot of disruptions in the way people have been, you know, have been dealing with life. And so, you know, many people have turned to substances to help cope with that. So, you know, that's part of what's been bringing people in.
Yeah.
You know, substance use has been an issue for, you know, since we can remember back to Egypt.
Yeah.
And it still continues to be. And when we get events like this, it just magnifies the effect even more.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, and let's talk about, just give us that overview. I mean, what is Phoenix? When you're running into somebody for the first time and they say, well, what do you do for a living? How do you describe it?
I just try to say, you know, when they ask me what I do for a living, I tell them, you know, I have an outpatient facility that we just try to help people, you know, and when somebody comes in our door or if they're, you know, a family member brings them in or however they enter our doors, we do our best to help them. And if we can't be the ones to help them, we make sure we connect them to the people that can help them.
Yeah.
You know, like we make sure people get to the resources that they need to be connected to. And not just like, you know, giving them an address and saying, hey, go over to this place. You know, we're hands on, you know, we'll take them over to those places to make sure they get there.
Well, from like a technological perspective, in the sense that, you know, you're a clinical counselor, you bring to your engagement with clients like tools, right? Like principles or ways to process experience. Could you talk about that a little? Like, you know, what are the, or how do you sort of describe some of the tools that you use when you're with people?
Well, I think the first thing that you have to do is you have to establish trust. Mm. So, you know, if you don't do anything other than listen to somebody, sit there and really listen to somebody.
Yeah.
That's hugely important right there. A lot of people have been struggling for a long time and they don't know who to turn to, who to talk to, or they're embarrassed or they're hurt or they're angry. Our number one job is to listen to what they're saying.
Yeah.
Really listen to them first and foremost. And then when we get to that place where we're listening and then we start, you know, we talk it over and usually when we're meeting with that person, they're identifying things that they want to be different.
Mm.
you know, they're identifying that maybe they don't want to, you know, smoke marijuana anymore or drink as much or whatever it is that they may be using to cope. And so we help them identify those goals and then help them develop a plan to help address and to meet those goals.
Yeah.
So a lot of the tools are, you know, that we can help them with is, you know, giving them, you know, immediate skills that can help them calm down in the moments, you know, like breathing techniques.
Yeah.
Things that they can do, identifying resource people that they can call when they're, you know, something's, you know, overwhelming for them. And then like from there, we get a foundation. When we get that foundation, we can really start building those skills that they could utilize. Instead of turning to drugs and alcohol, they can turn to using those skills.
Yeah, Zeb, listening for me, as I've sort of explored personal development, is it's really something you can bring attention to and do well compared to not doing well, right? I mean, is it the case sometimes that maybe folks have come in and, I mean, no one's really listened to them?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing how often somebody just needs to be listened to, really listened to. I think sometimes as family members, we can see the problem from our perspective and what's going on with our loved one.
Yeah.
And so we want to fix that. So, you know, instead of fully listening to what they're saying, we're just trying to fix it.
Yeah. And I've definitely been guilty of being a fixer. Yeah. You know, it's like, and I've had people, well, I don't want you to fix my situation. Yeah. It's like, oh, that's right. Yeah. And, you know, just be present with them.
Yeah. Be present with them is so huge because this is, you know, the healing process is a process, right? We all know that, you know, death, and the end of relationships and these things are really hard, you know, and logically it should be easy to get over those things, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, we're complex, we're human beings, we hurt. And just by, you know, identifying that it'd be better if I don't hurt right now, that's not how it works. You have to process and go through pain before you can start healing. And we help try to provide a place where they can do that process in a safe place. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So just listening is the foundation of everything that we do.
Zeb Eli Payne, he is a clinical director, Phoenix Wellness Center. Let's take our first break and we'll come back with Zeb in just a moment. Lincoln County Connections, Zeb Eli Payne is with us, Phoenix Wellness Center. He is a clinical director, also founder of Phoenix Wellness Center. And just take us briefly back, Zeb, to, you know, what inspired you to launch Phoenix? What was some of the drivers for you?
Well, you know, growing up where I did, and I grew up in a household where alcohol was prevalent.
Yeah.
And so I grew up watching how it affected our family growing up. And that's just something that I never wanted to be any part, have any part of that.
Mm.
But then, you know, when tragedy hits and you turn to the very thing that you always swore that you would never partake in, you realize that, you know, this is something that can happen to anybody. And so going through addiction and addiction struggles myself, I just wanted to help others going through what I had been through. And with the insight that I have, I figured that I was in a really good position to do so. And so I pursued that as a career.
Yeah.
And I was lucky enough to work with a great team where I was at. And we really formed a tight bond. And we figured that it was time to open up our own place.
Yeah.
And so with that group of passionate individuals as my partners, we opened up Phoenix so we can help the most people possible.
So your team, can you talk a little bit about those individuals when we come to Phoenix? What kind of assets do you have there?
I'm super proud of our team. You know, we started out with 4 and now we have 10. And so, you know, our front line, we have peer mentors. Our front desk person is great. And so when you walk into the door, you're going to get a warm and friendly feeling. And our peer mentors are there to, you know, help you identify what is going on with you. What are your immediate needs? What's happening right now? Sometimes people are starving. They need to get something in their stomach.
Yeah.
Or, you know, other times maybe they need to go to detox, or they need, you know, they need to go to a doctor or something. So we first identify what are the most immediate needs that are happening. And so, you know, we offer the peer mentoring, then we got the individual counseling, we got group counseling, we got case management, like outdoor groups that we try to do, mm-hmm. we try to think outside the box. And we're constantly altering it based on the needs of the person walking through the front door.
Got you. Yeah, I imagine, you know, you have learned and adapted, and I mean, is it a flexible, malleable existence?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And much of our staff is cross-trained. It's where they can do, you know, A, B, C, D, and E, and F, like all of us. And that's the goal where, you know, if somebody's out, it doesn't stop. Mm. It doesn't stop the process, that another person can pick it up. And that's just proven to be truly valuable. And we have been really blessed with being able to hire really good people. Super passionate. And this isn't a 9-to-5 job for them. This is a lifestyle that they've chose to live and to give themselves to helping others.
Yeah. You know, my sessions with my son, with a counselor, I think what I discovered was that, you know, the counselor had ways to articulate what we were experiencing, helped us feel just more comfortable right away that, you know, we can approach it, you know, our anxiety, our fear, with someone who's safe to have that discussion. So if I'm hearing us right now, Zeb, and I mean, could it be as just simple as driving over next to JC Center and knocking on the door, a phone call? Like, what are the entry points to Phoenix?
Oh, absolutely. You're walking in our front door, calling, checking out our website, or, you know, our Facebook page, Phoenix Wellness Center, and sending us a message. Mm. And it doesn't have to be the person directly. It could be a family member of the person who needs to reach out. A lot of times, the family member needs help, too, to cope with what's happening as well. So, I mean, any way you can think of, like, we'll get referral from family and friends. You know, other referral agencies refer to us as well. But, you know, stop by anytime, call anytime, send us a message anytime, and you're going to get a response really quick.
Yeah, and about that self-awareness, like if I sense or think, you know, family member has a problem, if I'm like wondering about myself, have I gone too far in terms of my habits? Now, are they addictions? I mean, you help unpack that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I just want to, you know, put it out there too that, you know, there's a lot of barriers to people accessing treatment. We try to eliminate as much as they can. Mm. And that includes financial. So okay. If you come into Phoenix Wellness and you don't have the financial means to pay, or, you know, or we hook you up on insurance to help you get that going and you don't qualify, like we're not going to leave you hanging.
Okay.
We're still going to help you. So I just want to let everybody know that, like, if don't worry about the financial, the financials of it. Come in first and let's see how we can help you if that's a barrier, because we're trying to eliminate those.
Okay, yeah. Excellent. Zebulai Payne, Clinical Director, Phoenix Wellness Center. We're going to take our last break. Stay out there with us, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Zebulai Payne with us, Phoenix Wellness Center. And just before we went on break, and to underscore your message, Zeb, is that don't worry about the financials, right? Like, just call. Get in touch.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're concerned for a family member or for yourself, reach out. Come in for services. We can help you. We're not going to let anything be a barrier for us to try to help you the best that we can. So I just want to get that message out there. Do not worry about that as a barrier.
Appreciate that so much, Zeb. So anything on the programming in the horizon that you want to talk about? I know you'd mentioned parenting, some Wellbriety stuff. Well, maybe talk about the parenting a little bit.
Yeah, so, you know, since we started, we opened up, we've doubled our square footage, and so now we got a beautiful group room right now. So we're going to be doing positive ending parenting coming up this next year. We got this cognitive behavioral intervention group coming up.
as well as a Wobriety group that's going to be first open to the clients and then potentially open that to the community. And that's introducing some of our, you know, native culture into what we do. We have a beautiful drum that we had made for us, and we are making the drumsticks as we speak. And so we're super excited about that. And, you know, now that we got our foundation set, we're looking to start realizing the visions that we had from the start. So it's a really exciting time for us. And our staff has a bunch of great ideas for things to do. And we listen to our staff, and we look to implement
all those things.
Yeah, well, I guess you and I definitely can be living the realities of parenting and the stress that comes with those types of things. What do you envision are some of the, you know, the tips, the tools that people will discover with the parenting?
Just, you know, patience, first off. You know, the old saying, don't cry over spilled milk. I use that all the time with my own children because they literally spill milk all over the place. So, you know,
patience, the ability to communicate with your kids in an effective way.
Those are some of the key elements. And just with, by doing that, I mean, that's helped start the foundation. You know, oftentimes your children, they do have accidents, they do mess up, but that's not, you know, intentional stuff. Accidents happen all the time.
Yeah.
You know, we as grown-ups do that stuff. So, you know, it's practicing patience, understanding, and delivering a message that they can receive.
Wow. That's good.
Yeah.
I know I need that.
Don't cry over spilled milk. I mean,
yeah,
there's no point in it.
Well, I can think of the times too, you know, where I have this almost inserting my adult mind and expectations, you know, onto 11-year-old. And then I go, what am I doing here? Like, you know?
Yeah. They're just learning their way in the world too, you know, like testing the boundaries, and they're going to make a lot of some mistakes. And that's how the main way that they learn.
So that could almost be, sounds like, you're going to get some tools, but also collaboratively hearing what other parents you know, what do they do? And, you know, how do you get through some of these things?
Oh, absolutely. There'll be other parents in the group along with staff. You're processing things that the way you've reacted to the things other parents will be processing as well. And then coming up with ideas of how you can address something as well. So we just try to, it's a broad overview, but we're able to teach, you know, these skills to help people become better parents, more patient parents.
And Zeb, Wellbriety, I mean, what is Wellbriety?
Wellbriety is, it's a Native American-based program where we infuse our Native culture into what we're doing. You know, we have the medicine wheel concept, which is the concept of treating the whole person, the physical, the mental, the family, the spiritual aspect. And so the Wellbriety groups like encompass the medicine wheel. So we're trying to address all those things, your mental health, your physical health, your spiritual health.
Yeah.
'Cause that's every part of a human being.
Yeah. Kind of interesting to think too of, you know, me, I go back to my psych degree, you know, 20 years ago. Well, Native American, heritage, generational technology, you know, here you've got the medicine wheel, and now modern psychology is catching up to the same concept.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, yeah, it's interesting because, you know, there is the other side of it, but, you know, there's the American Society of Addiction Medicine has their six dimensions, right? We have our medicine wheel. You know, our medicine wheel has been around, you know, forever.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, glad that, you know, modern psychology is finally catching up to, you know, ancient native technologies that have been working. That sounds great, man. Yeah. And especially for, you know, native audiences, are there times too when folks are hearing about this for the first time?
Yeah, definitely. Huh. Some people don't know about it, and generally, if you're, you know, you're not in the recovery community, you may not have heard of it before. Mm. But, you know, it's a great opportunity to, like, you know, a lot of times, you know, are the people that we help are struggling, and sometimes they don't know why, and sometimes it's generational trauma that's coming into play, and so we also touch base on that in our Wellbriety groups, is generational traumas that extend from one generation to the next.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in order to help what's happening to you, we need to understand what is happening to you.
Yeah. Zeb, fascinating. I just appreciate the work you do so much. I'm so happy that you are expanding your services, and just, man, keep up the good work. We've got to call it quits for today, but let's have you back on the show. And thanks again.
Thank you. It's been an honor.
All right. Thanks for listening to us today.